access this little swing in the back. Thing. You can't see all the way.
Huh?
This little swing in the back. I can't see back there. I've got that thing there.
What?
Yeah,
morning, Steve.
Good morning.
I have no idea.
Good riding day.
I presume.
Good day. Maybe this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two proposed projects to bring in front of you today. Both of these projects are for communications towers, which would be located on Sussex County properties in Bethany Beach and in Williamsville. These projects are a cooperative effort with the state of Delaware for the enhancement of the 800 megahertz next generation program, whose goal is to increase radio coverage, particularly in building, for Delaware's emergency services personnel, firemen, police officers, and paramedics. And I do have Mr. Bryant Baker with me from the state of Delaware, and Mr. Jeff Martin, who is their consultant. If you'd like to expand on your program a little bit, Bryant.
Anybody do anything for sale, maybe?
My consultant, I do that.
The two sites, the specifically the Bethany site and the Williamsville site, were selected for their ability to provide in-building coverage and in-street coverage where we were lacking before. So way back when we started actually looking at the next phase of the project, we contacted the county and began discussions with them over various sites and different locations that would actually serve the first responders for Sussex County. So.
Okay. I saw on the news the other night that they cut the funding.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
No.
That was a lie?
It's
Chip, take
it hasn't happened yet. Let's put it that way. It hasn't happened yet.
Could be on the block, though, because it's $12 million you should be asking your need for the project. Is that correct?
Right. It could be on the block, yes.
Okay.
But I got to point out too that it doesn't affect.
Right, I understand what we're doing.
What we're doing right now.
If you've got the sites, then you can. Someday when they bless us, we'll put them up, right?
This will benefit the county with 911, but also with our SCADA communications. Save us from building a.
The agreements that are in the MOAs was for us to supply compounds at both sites, the Bethany and the Williamsville site, which I have broken down into separate MOAs. But from those agreements, the state has offered to supply us access to towers, be the new tower in Williamsville, the Dagsborough Tower, Laurel, Seaford, Bridgeville, Milton, and a proposed Lewis Tower, which would expand our communications capabilities for our SCADA system, which we use for our pumping stations. Actually, now we are experiencing severe communication problems in Ellendale, Blades area, just because of the distance from our master polling units. So this would give us a means to really expand, our area as needed.
If we're ever bored to do the sewer on the west side, we'll be ready to roll, huh?
That's correct.
You held a public workshop?
Yes, we did.
The towers.
And as part of your packet, I included the advertisement. We did hold the public workshop for both of these sites in April. We did have a minimal turnout. You could actually count them on one hand. But everyone left with a positive outlook on the project.
So basically, we're just putting two newer towers up. But that's, we got everything else, right?
Yes.
They're
going to be it would be two new towers, one at Williamsville, one at Bethany Beach. I have listed the requirements for Sussex County, which we had discussed. Provisions have been made in the 07, or requests have been made in the 07-08 budget. In order for us to add the additional equipment to pick up these other sites, we'll have to abandon an existing tower at our cost.
There will be no charge to the county for use of the state towers.
That's correct.
And then the county will not charge the state for allowing them to build the towers on the county property.
Correct. There'll be no charge. And we've reached an agreement as part of the MOA. We will pay for the electric charge of their equipment at the Bethany site, mainly because we own the primary electric system within the gate. They will pay for all power charges outside. There will be no charge for any communications from site to site, meaning we don't have to lease T1 lines, ISDN lines, so on and so forth. So it's
good deal, huh?
It's a very good deal. We negotiated this pretty tough. I think you'd agree to that, Bryant. But
it's clearly a win-win situation for everyone.
Yes. Right. Yeah, we get enhanced 911 along with better SCADA coverage for our wastewater.
You got a motion?
Yes, I have to have a motion for each. First one, be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Memorandum of Agreement with the State of Delaware Department of Technology and Information for the Bethany Beach Communications Tower site be approved, contingent on the receipt of state and county funding.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips. Motion was just read, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Next motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Memorandum of Agreement with the State of Delaware Department of Technology and Information for the Williamsville Communications Tower site be approved, contingent on the receipt of state and county funding.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips. Again, the motion read by Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Mr. Jones. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Take it easy on us today, Bob.
Yes.
You better leave then.
Got a bad heart, you know.
Okay. Today I have to present to you change order 7 and 8 for the Emergency Operations Center under construction by Richard Y. Johnson and Son. Change order number 7 includes a cost increase of approximately $70,792. Which results from electrical changes that are necessary to accommodate Motorola standards for maintaining a warranty on their telecommunications equipment. One positive is that the cost is somewhat offset by approximately $14,790 credit of change order 8. Change order 7 consists of 4 potential changes. The first is for the electrical grounding on the underfloor air exchangers, modifications to the grounding system for the communication equipment racks, and ceiling grounding halos. The addition of ceiling grounding halos in rooms 127, which is the computer, Eddie's computer room, and 133, that is the amateur radio. This is necessary to protect against electrical magnetic interference, or EMI, and lightning damage to the telecommunication systems. This is an R56 requirement, Motorola standard for grounding and power distribution for telecom systems. Motorola has basically stated that non-compliance with standard will void their equipment warranties. And it's something we need to do is to ground, to make sure that we don't have any static electricity and all. The cost of this potential was $1,310.40. The second is the additional electrical grounding of the access floor support system in the EOC and EC area. It's the raised floor or access floor.
Beautiful.
Deletion of 5 unnecessary underfloor grounding halos, installing equipment grounding conductors for the dispatch consoles and furniture in the ECC and EOC. Again, this is necessary to protect against the EMI and lightning damage per R56. The cost of this change is 18,000 $634.35. The third is the electrical modifications to room 143, which is the radio room per Motorola's request. This included installing additional circuitry and outlets to, in order to supply each individual piece of equipment they're supplying with a dedicated circuit per R56 standards. The cost to perform this work is $7,591.50. The fourth is the electrical power distribution additions and modifications for the 22 dispatch consoles and EOC stations to accommodate the power requirements of Verizon, Motorola, the county CAD and servers, and the power to the dispatch console's internal equipment. This required additional load centers, circuit breakers, cable conduit, and outlets. And we also made allowances of spare circuits for future growth for the building to add. The total cost of this is $43,255.80, which brings the total for change order 7 to $70,792.05. And to perform this additional work will increase the contract time by 46 calendar days.
Why was this left off the original? I mean, didn't they know this stuff had to be grounded when they... in the original contract?
Bob wasn't involved in the design. We put Motorola and the architect in the same room, had them talk these things through, and now we get into construction and Motorola saying these things aren't grounded properly. Now, what I have been able to figure out is, did Motorola give them the right direction and the architect not respond, or did Motorola not give them the proper reaction? I will say this, we relieved the architect of all future contracts. They were in line to do the Sussex County Library and the Greenwood Library and a few other projects for us. And based upon the constant turnover of employees during the design process, we relieved them of all duties. We also didn't pay them approximately $20,000 in design costs that they asked for at the end of the project. We knew there were potential for things like this because of the constant turnover of project architects that they had. Doesn't make it right, but I haven't been able to figure out
who's who to point the finger to. Huh?
Right.
Well, I think
we
did
set aside money for change orders in this project,
right,
but we knew there was a potential.
But the answer for our experience at the first call board, where you're at now, is number two. Motorola don't tell you everything, and that's our way of doing business. We ran into that the very first call board. That's just
a
fact.
I think there is also some blame on the other side of the
fence. A lot of blame. It's not the people's fault here, but that's just the way they do business.
Yeah. Same thing about those buildings. Communicate within buildings.
Yeah, and building communication, same way. Right. That's the way Motorola does. They get you so far in the door, and they just keep milking you.
And it's all their standard. It's not like there's some national standard that normal people should be aware of. They have their own internal standard.
Right. If you don't...
56 Bob is referring to is... it's their standard.
But they blackmail you because if you don't go with it and spend the extra money, they void your warranty.
Correct.
It's like that.
We've done this the very first building out there. I knew that. Same thing. Mike Matone used to be the guy.
What you're saying, Mr. Rogers, we don't have any choice.
You ain't got a choice.
No, I mean,
you got a motion?
We're screwed.
I got change order 8 to go through.
Let's hear it, please.
I joined both of them in the same. Okay, change order number 8 consists of 4 potential changes. The first was to provide electrical power to the overhead door, roll-up door in the back. It was not shown on the contract drawings. The cost of this work is $945.
God,
the second is to delete antenna outlets for 7 radios in the EOC room. 16 were originally shown, and only 9 are required. The credit for this deletion is $2,997.47. The third is to delete 27 feet of the exterior arc wall on the west end of the building. This was basically necessary because I had to move the drainage ditches around to avoid the utility conflict, so I had to shorten the wall. The credit for this deletion is $9,139. The fourth is to delete 150 linear feet of curbing between the west concrete sidewalk and the grass. It really wasn't needed, so I took it out. It's not the curbing between the sidewalk and the hot mix. It was between the grass and the the sidewalk. That really didn't need it, so the credit for this is $3,600. These four changes comprise change order 8 and would result in a net credit of $14,791.47. So change orders number 7 and 8 result in a net increase of $56,058 to the existing contract sum of $7,149,351.97, resulting in a new contract sum of $7,205,352.55. Contract time will be increased by 46 days, resulting in a new completion date of June 11th, 2007.
So the motion is to approve change order 7 and 8 for $56,058.
And to add 46 calendar days.
And add 46 calendar
days. I have a
days.
Motion prepared here if you want me to
okay,
read it, sir.
All right.
I assume it's not going to be the last change order. I know we got
no, there's others in works.
One more significant one that right. we Bob has problems with the generator, and after that, it's all
it's all petty.
To try to help Bob out a little bit here, because he's been sweating this one for weeks. he's worked very hard on these change orders. He's brought the contractor to the front and several things, but there's one thing that I want to throw out today. I currently have paperwork submitted into Homeland Security to get reimbursement for the generator and all the security systems and the access control, which is somewhere around $300,000. I don't expect any problems getting that approved, so that will be coming back to us. I don't have the finalized documents, but I'm just throwing out the council for that.
Damn, right.
It looks, I've been told it's going to be approved. It's just a matter of the paperwork.
Mike, do they still have people? I guess I know Bob's on now. They spend a huge amount of time out there. Yeah, he's just planned himself out there. Did they give you a trailer yet, Bob? Not yet. No.
He didn't have one in the bid. So I use my back seat.
Conference room all the time. He's always
I do that.
Are they still the engineer, the architect still on site? I mean,
just in a construction administration role, they're down.
He's pretty well running the show, for lack of better words.
Well, we're pretty much
on Texas
making decisions. We've done that shift where they kind of deal with the paperwork,
for the,
but right. we're making all the decisions internally, basically.
Yeah, for being a highly acclaimed group, they're pretty weak.
It's functional.
About a week.
You want to read your motion?
May I?
Yes.
Thank you. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, L. Robert Kimball and Associates, the change order number 7 and 8 for Sussex County Project number 04-02, Emergency Operations Center building be approved, which extends the contract time by 46 calendar days due to added scope of work and increases the contract amount by $56,058 for a new total of $7,205,352.55.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips. The motion just read by Mr. Jones. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the recommendation, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thanks, Bob.
See how easy that was?
Hey, on.
Grant, we quit.